have the vows, then they're...
They're married. They're...
Uh-huh. And at the ceremony, the man who stands up with the groom is the...
Best man.
And the girl who stands up with the bride is the...
Bridesmaid.
Uh-huh. And after this... before this, the groom may go down to the clothing store and buy a...
He buys a wardrobe. No, he don't buy a wardrobe. He gets him a new suit of clothes.
Yeah, I think that's pretty common, don't you?
Yeah, every time, I think. Mm. That's about all that I know of.
I know I did that.
Yeah, I did too.
I regretted it ever since.
Yes, sir.
Bought the best suit of clothes I could buy.
Sure, well, I know.
Well, not the best that money could buy.
No. I bought the best I could afford. Cost me $40.
Well, I paid $85.
Oh, my goodness. I never had that kind of money.
But well, that was a $40 suit.
That's what I say. A $40 suit would cost you $85 by the time you married. $40 to buy a real suit of clothes when I married.
Oh, this was a gem. I think I probably wore it, 20 times after that.
Oh, I wore mine 7 or 8 years.
Well, I goofed. Oh, after this marriage, after the ceremony, then the people around would gather together and get wash tubs and boards and horns and guns, maybe.
Have chivalry.
Yeah.
I bet you can't spell that word.
C-H-I-V-A-R-E-E.
Well, that's good enough for me. That's as close as I can get to it, but that's a hard word.
I think it's a French word.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, in the spring, last day of school, you say, is the day that school...
Out.
School does what?
The school is out. It's closed.
Uh-huh.
For the season.
The last day of summer vacation, the next day is the day that school...
starts.
And if a boy starts for school but goes fishing instead, you say he...
playing hooky.
And he goes to school to get...
knowledge.
Uh-huh. He goes to school for an...
education.
Uh-huh. And he starts to school in what?
Starts school in what?
Uh-huh.
You mean his classification?
Yeah.
He's a primer.
Uh-huh. And then after high school, he may go on to...
college.
Did you have a store where you could buy all sorts of cheap things when you were a boy?
Have a store, you say?
Yeah.
That we could buy cheap things?
Just cheap things.
Mm-hmm.
What did you call it?
Call it merchandise, general store.
Do you have anything called a racket store?
Yeah, but now the racket store was 5 and 10 cents,
uh-huh.
We called it. Which was the racket store.
That was what it was called, huh?
It was
the sign that said the racket store?
Yeah, no, you'd have said the 5 and 10 cents.
Yeah, but we had racket
store. Oh, yeah, we had a sign at the racket store.
Well, that was a brand name, huh?
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. In an early day, it isn't now.
Mm-hmm.
It's, these big firms now got their...
Yeah, nobody knows. We know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you want to go into town and borrow a book, you'd probably go to the...
Did you say borrow a book?
Yeah.
Go to the library.
If you want to mail a letter, you go to the...
post office.
And if you want to spend the night, you go to the...
hotel.
And if you...
now it's a motel.
Yeah, isn't that true?
Yeah.
If you want to go to the movie, you go to the...
picture show.
And if you're sick, you go to the...
hospital.
You'll be cared for by a...
by a doctor.
And by a doctor, and then the women who go around...
the nurse.
Uh-huh. If you want to take a train, you go to the...
depot.
If you want to take a bus, you go to the...
bus station.
And the courthouse is located in the...
county seat.
Uh-huh. And then the place where the courthouse is the...
square. The town square.
Mm-hmm. In some of these towns, what did they have for public transportation in the early days?
Early days?
Uh-huh.
They had the...
Lawton, for example.
I'm trying to think of the when the horse drawn. Later on, they got automobiles that had the jitney.
Uh-huh.
That was first automobile. The first transportation, even right here in Cordell, they'd take the, it wasn't a bus, it was the, what do they call it, Mom? Uncle Lambert drove one here in Cordell for several, go down the